Lord God, may the words of my mouth, may the meditations, may the thoughts of all of our hearts, all of our minds be pleasing in your sight. Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. So what's our theme today?
Baptism.
We're going to talk about baptism. And on the first Sunday after the Epiphany, we celebrate the baptism of Jesus. Our gospel reading for this morning comes from Luke. And Luke, if you pay attention, gives us very few details about Jesus' baptism compared to the other gospels. But the one detail we're given is important. We're told that when Jesus is baptized, heaven opened, Holy Spirit came down in the form of a dove, and the Father's voice said what words? Say those words. Okay, that's what I thought I was going to hear. This is what he said in Luke. He says, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." Okay? Now, we don't get much more than that from Luke. Just heaven opens, Holy Spirit, and then the Father calls Jesus his Son. But the one thing that stands out to me in Luke's version, and I think you caught it just now, is that in Luke's version of this same story, when the Father's voice comes down from heaven, who is he speaking to? He's speaking directly to Jesus. It's a personal address. You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased. Now this is different from Matthew's account. In Matthew's account, the Father's voice seems directed to the crowd. And he says what, Beth? I heard you say it earlier. This is my beloved Son. With him I am well pleased. But here in Luke and also in the Gospel of Mark, Father's voice speaking directly to Jesus, you are my Son. And I like that because it's more personal. So it's one thing when someone says something nice about you, right? But doesn't it mean more to you when someone says those nice things directly to you? So here in the Gospel of Luke, we see a strong personal bond of love between Jesus and his Heavenly Father. You are my Son, you are mine, I love you. Growing up as a child, there were no better words to hear than those three words, right? I love you. I remember fishing trips with my dad. It was probably about fourth, fifth, sixth grade, a few years in a row, where it seemed every weekend in the summer and even during the school year when the weather was nice, he'd take me fishing. And sometimes my brother Jake would come. Occasionally my mom would come out with my sister. But a lot of the times it was just my dad and I, so just me and my dad. And I always looked forward to those weekends. Sometimes we'd catch fish. We'd catch a lot of fish. I think one time I caught the same fish 30 times. Just a little bluegill. That's mostly what I'd always catch. Other times we'd just catch sticks and algae, right? But that didn't matter. What matters was that I got to spend time with my dad. And I felt loved. I felt important. The fact that my dad would choose to invite me to come with him when he could easily leave me at home and get some time alone to himself told me that I was valuable to my dad. My dad was not very good at expressing his love for others. And we had a lot of ups and downs in our relationship, but I will always remember those fishing trips fondly because through an invitation to go fishing, my dad was saying, "You are my son. You are mine. I love," what's the word? "You." Now it's that same personal love that God shares with Jesus at his baptism. And it's that same personal love that God shared with you at your baptism. And a reading from Romans, what Paul tells us. He says that when you are baptized into Christ. We just sung that in the song, right? I am baptized into Christ. You're baptized into Christ. At your baptism, you experienced Jesus' baptism. We're told you died his death, and now you live his life. At your baptism, the very words that God spoke to Jesus, he spoke directly to you. He said to you, "You are my son, you are my daughter, you are mine. I love you." Your baptism was not just someone saying something nice about you, right? It was God speaking directly to you. "You are mine. I love you." God's love for you is, what's our P word you've heard me say? Personal. God's love for you is personal. Sometimes I think we forget that, though, right? And sometimes we forget whose we are. So in our Old Testament reading from the book of Isaiah, God's people had forgotten whose they were. And they had stopped trusting in God. They had stopped obeying his commands. They tried to live life their own way. They had cut themselves off from God. And the further that they drifted away from God, the worse things got. It got worse and worse because they had drifted so far from God and the life only he can give that they risked being lost forever. Because no longer did they belong to God because of their sin. Who did they belong to? Who was the master? Satan, right? And because they belonged in Satan's grasp, they were destined for death. God didn't want this. He loves his people, did not want to lose his people forever. So to get their attention, so they'd see their sin, turn away from it, and turn back to him, he sent an enemy. He sent who? What nation? The Babylonians. To attack and scatter his people all over the world. Now this is a terrifying time during the Babylonian siege. Our reading today takes place during that siege. Everyone's surrounded by terror, and in the midst of the terror, God speaks to his people, and here he speaks lovingly to his people. And he says, "Don't be afraid. I have redeemed you. I have purchased you from your master. You belong to me now. You're mine." Now here God's people are surrounded by trouble, and God says, "Don't be afraid. You are mine," right? He says, as you find yourself surrounded in trouble, drowning in trouble, as if you're drowning in a river, drowning in the waters, know that I'm with you, and you won't drown. I will help you through these troubles. And as you find yourself in pain, as if surrounded by a hot burning fire, know that you won't be burned. I love you. You're precious to me. You are mine. I am with you. I am bringing you home. And do you hear that word over and over again that he's using there? What's the word? You. It's another personal address. God's people have brought this trouble upon themselves through their sin, and yet God maintains a personal love for his people. He says, "I have redeemed you. I love you. You are precious to me. I am with you," right? You are mine. One of the things that God says there is, "I have redeemed you." And that word redeem, I want to talk about. Because it's one of those words I often call a churchy word, right? We throw it around in the church. It's become a churchy word. Do we realize what it means? The word redeem means what? Anyone in confirmation? We talked about it not too long ago. Anyone remember? Chuck E. Cheese tickets, what do you do with them? You redeem them. What are you doing? Buying, purchasing. That's what the word redeem means. It means to purchase, to buy. And the idea here, again, is that because of our sin, we belong to Satan. And we're destined for death. God sees that. He knows that as long as we're in Satan's grasp, we are destined to be lost forever. God doesn't want that. So he comes into this world to redeem us, to purchase us from Satan. Doesn't do that with silver or gold. What does he use? The blood of Christ. His own blood shed on the cross, right? And there, you are bought and paid for. You don't belong to Satan now. Now you belong to God through Jesus' life given for you. Do you get any more personal than someone giving their life for you, right? And now, in your baptism, that very blood of Christ shed for you on the cross covers you. And now in your baptism, God says directly to you, "I have redeemed you, I have bought you, I love you, you our mind. So a lot going on in our baptisms. You now become God's own. This goes back to our reading from Romans. The point Paul's making, he says, you don't belong to your old boss anymore. You belong to God now. So stop working for the old boss. Stop living in your sin. Live for God. Live for Christ. God's love for you is what? P word? Personal. I love you. I have redeemed you. You are mine. And now you belong to Him. So may you turn away from the sin that separates you from God. And may you live for the one who has made you His own. Amen.